It's traumatizing. Coronavirus deaths are climbing once again. Deaths are far below the rate of the spring, when as many as 2,200 people were dying every day, but experts warn they are rising fast. By Sarah Mervosh, J. David Goodman, and Julia Bossman. By the time Doug Raisby's wife was allowed to enter his hospital room, it was too late to be sure whether he even knew she was there. After a feverish fight with the coronavirus, he laid unconscious on the bed. His wife cried through an N95 mask while a computer tablet flashed a video stream of his children saying goodbye. For weeks, as coronavirus cases spiked across the United States, deaths rose far more slowly, staying significantly lower than in the earlier, deadliest weeks of the nation's outbreak in the spring. New treatments, many hoped, might slow a new wave of funerals. But now, signs are shifting. More than 1,000 Americans are dying of the coronavirus every day on average, a 50% increase in the last month. Iowa, Minnesota, New Mexico, Tennessee, and Wisconsin have recorded more deaths over the last 7 days than in any other week of the pandemic. Twice this past week, there have been more than 1,400 deaths reported in a single day. It's getting bad, and it's potentially getting a lot worse, said Jennifer Nuzzo, an epidemiologist and senior scholar at the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security. The months ahead are looking quite horrifying. For families like Mr. Raisberry's, the pain of personal loss has combined with a sense of anger that the nation, exhausted after 9 months of the pandemic, has grown inured to the death toll, even at its pace, is now quickening once more.